Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Beach and Company. Stop flipping around the dial. Beach and Company. And let's hit the beach for a while. Beach and Company. The all-around talk of the town. Beach and Company. He'll pick you right up when you're down. By the air, making Buffalo proud. He's bigger than life and twice as loud. News Talk 930 presents to you now.
Beach and Company. I'm Sandy Beach. Reports of thunder snow in the North Towns. How about that? We don't hear about that very often. Thunder snow in the North Towns. And Tim Wenger, who's got an impenetrable vehicle, is slowly approaching the radio station. Because it doesn't matter how good your vehicle is, the others aren't necessarily the same thing.
News Talk 930 presents to you now, Sandy Beach.
Well, I guess it depends on what time you left for work. Got a report here on the text board. 2 hours to get from Lakeview to downtown. Why am I laughing? I don't want to be laughing because Tim Wenger, our program director, is on the line. Tim, how is the driving where you are?
It's... sucks.
I don't.
Can I say that on the radio?
I hope so. I was going to put the dumb button, and I remembered it's you, so I don't have to.
No, it's not good. You know, it's sunny right now. You know, which is really one of these really weird lake effect things. You know, and this snow blew through Orchard Park early this morning. We got a quick, you know, I don't know, 4 or 5 inches of snow, I guess. You know, I use a snow blower where I am. No plows have been out in the town, and that's really not a criticism. They just, you know, they're waiting for the snow to pass, so I think they'll be out now. But the big problem right now is the all the congestion on the thruway, and I've just tried to avoid that. I've gotten off, and I'm kind of weaving through West Seneca right now and going to come up Harlem Road, which I'm sure will be slow, but at least moving. But the thruway looks more like a parking lot right now, eastbound, as Airlin's been saying all morning, from Lackawanna, passing all the way up to where you folks are, you know, to the 290. So it's just going to be really slow, and the weather conditions, I think, across the Metro Buffalo area, not bad right now. Interesting, too, Todd Brody just checked in with me a short time ago. He's on the I-190 on Grand Island where he lives, and the conditions much worse up there right now. That's where the snow is falling, and he's on the 190 heading south, and that is really slow right now due to the weather conditions. So it's, you know, leftover congestion down this way, and then if you're in it, it's slow up there because of the falling snow right now.
And later it's supposed to swing like a pendulum, swing back down to the southern tier.
Isn't it terrific how it just follows my commute, right?
Your every move. Yeah.
I think I'll be doing the same thing with Tom this afternoon, I would think.
Well, have fun, and we'll keep everybody informed. Thanks, Tim. Thank you very much.
Yes, stay off the thruway.
I will. Bye-bye. Okay, what do I do with this thing? That's it? All right, good. Now, it is Beach and Company. It depends on when you got in, if you got in. As I said, this one been an hour and 20 minutes to get me from Riverside to Ellicott Street in Williamsville. And I mentioned the earlier one, 2 hours from Lakeview to downtown. So what we want to do on this hour segment of WBEN is we would like to hear from you if you have any firsthand knowledge of snow. You're driving in it. How slow is it? I'd see anybody get off the road. Where were plows? How about tow trucks? How about sanding and salt? Well, they don't sand much anymore. How about the salt trucks? Things like that. And meanwhile, one of my favorite subjects was discussed today as a primary subject of the early morning news, and that's the projects that Eastern Hills and Boulevard Mall have by local developers. They're going to make them into, let's see, what's the correct word? I think, how about this? Mall? No, that's not... No, I don't like this. They've got a fancy title for it. But what it is, it's a miniature city in each of the mall locations where you have retail and residential and office and restaurants and medical and hotels. In other words, you can just condense everything. What we have now is on a footprint that's this big, all right? And many times if you're going for a medical appointment or you're going out to eat and whatever, you get in your car, you drive there, you do what you're going to do, and then you drive back home. These two concepts I've always liked. When it was first announced a little while back they were considering these locations, for instance, Eastern Hills has 100 acres. That's a considerable size footprint there. That'd be very good. And plus the location of where those 100 acres are, a lot of population around there. Now, they're talking about the absolute finalization of this as being 25 years off. So when you hear that, you go, well, 25 years, gee, I might be visiting that location, but stay there, shall we say. 25 years seems a long time off. But that's the final flag is down at 25 years. They're talking about things as early as a couple of years, 2 years, with the interview that was done this morning with a spokesperson from that's a Uniland project. Uniland owns the building we're in right here. A very, very well-run company, and I think their product is excellent. I really do. I have no complaints with Uniland. So you got one here, and then you also have one at Boulevard, but they're not too far away from each other. I heard on the interview, who was it? Was it Baggerman? I forget which one of our guys it was, but I mentioned that they're very close to each other, actually. If you just take go right Maple all the way out to Transit, and there you are. So it's not very far. Let's take a quick break. And if you have anything to tell us about the weather, the driving, anything like that, let us know. And I can either put you on the air or relay your message. And we'll also be talking about these dual projects at Eastern Hills and Boulevard. They are miniature cities. They don't have they don't even have a working title yet, I think. We'll be back with more on News Radio 930 WBEN. But it is Beach & Company. I'm Sandy Beach. I hope your driving is at least safe. It'll probably be slow. And yet nothing will stop the driver who's determined, even if you're doing the speed limit, why, I can go a lot faster than you can, even on snow and ice and blizzards and gloom of night. And you see that all the time. It happened today on New Road. Now, New Road wasn't slippery or covered, but it's a 40-mile-an-hour road, and there's deep ditches on each side of it. I mean deep. If you were in a small car and you slid off the road evenly, you'd have to come out through the sunroof. I mean, that's just the way it is. And this clown goes by the person in back of me who's doing the limit, me who's doing the limit, and then he ends up on at a stoplight at the end of a new road waiting for the light to change just like the rest of us. You always notice that.
Yeah, and that drives me absolutely crazy. People zip, you know, lane to lane. They're in such a hurry.
Yeah.
Usually driving a pickup truck.
Yep.
And then they only wind up a car ahead of you at the next light.
Or they're going to Tim Hortons after passing you and wait 20 minutes for a cup of coffee.
Right.
I mean, that's just the way it is.
It's now, annoying.
Buzzy, you have an advantage. Well, some wouldn't call it an advantage. You get up early, but you have the advantage of being into work before the snow even started today.
Yeah, you know, it was weird because the snow was falling in Orchard Park when I got up. I got on the 219. I wasn't even to the 90 yet. No snow, green grass,
wow.
Everything was fine. So when I got here, it was fine, smooth sailing. I'm ready to take on the elements though at noon.
And it'll depend on where you are. Tim a few minutes ago mentioned the. You can see the sun. You can't see the sun here in Amherst, but you can't see a lot of snow either. It's light snow. Yeah.
You know, a tip for people is, you know, when you're at work, leave your windshield wipers up. When you get at the end of the day, easier to clear off
it's ready to go.
On your way.
Ready to go. I see a lot more people are doing that than used to.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a good helpful advice. Tomorrow is the radiothon for the SPCA.
Love it.
Yeah, I do too. And no matter what, we will be there, ready to go, because the SPCA serving Erie County needs us. If you heard Gina earlier, they don't get any funds from any government agencies. They don't get any funds from other national SPCAs, the ASPA, none of those groups. They're all independent, every one of them. So every penny that is needed to run our local SPCA serving Erie County comes from donations.
I remember one year we were, while broadcasting there, I was with you, and they had this little kitten, and I felt so bad. It had three legs. I don't know, or I don't remember what had happened to it, but I held that beautiful little kitten in my arms, and she just purred and purred. I was like, I didn't want to let her down.
Sure. Now, I got a show to do, 2.5 hours, and you talk about the three-legged kitten half an hour into it. Thank you, Tony.
I'm sorry, but she was so beautiful.
I know, they're all beautiful.
I was, you know, I go there and I fall in love with all
the animals.
I
want to take them all home. I mean, everybody wants to take them all home.
Except for snakes.
Oh, no, the snakes and rats. They even have rats there.
Oh, I remember one year you posted the pictures of the rats. I'm like, ew.
Why would there be a rat? If we had an adopter, a rat, you know, a radiothon, nobody would come.
No.
Nobody would donate.
But Danny and Joey had rats in the room.
They did. That's one good thing about it. So if you will, tomorrow we start right. I think the radiothon thing starts at 6 a.m., if I'm not mistaken. 6 a.m., and it might be 5, but it's more likely 6. And we'll be taking your pledges and your donations and things like that, but talking to people who know a lot more about animals than I do, who love animals. Nobody can love an animal more than a single person. Lucy and Ethel are just the joys of my life. And so they're just so much fun to be around, and so we'll be a part of the Radiothon. I hope you are, too. We've been doing these for a long, long time.
Yeah, we have.
Okay.
Did you see what's what a neat thing about Sunday's game? There's going to be a family reunion.
I saw something.
The Edmonds brothers.
Okay, I saw something, but I didn't read the whole thing. It was one that I clipped but haven't read it yet. So that's nice.
Yeah, I think that's kind of cool. Did you know the Bills have not won a regular season game in Pittsburgh since 1975.
Well, if we bring back the 1975 team, maybe we have a shot at it. What do you think?
Yeah, but think about that Steelers team back then with me, Green, Bradshaw, Harris,
Coca-Cola
Swan.
For the jersey. Here we go. Gee, Mean Joe's throwing his jersey to the little kid.
Oh, yeah.
Was Bradshaw still playing then?
In 75, yeah.
I always loved Bradshaw.
I think they won the Super Bowl that year.
Yeah.
74 and 75.
So really cool, lots of stuff, and that's tomorrow we will be doing that.
Can't wait.
Now, meanwhile, if you have anything that you would like to share with the audience that you think is something that would be beneficial, either in driving conditions or maybe an accident, various things, plows and sanding. Why do I keep saying sandy? I must be using an old thought. They don't sand.
Yeah,
they
we haven't sanded roads.
I haven't seen a sanded road. They do in Ontario, I think.
Do they?
Don't they sand in Ontario?
And I know several states down south they do.
I'm going to drive to Ontario today to see if they sand.
Sure, why not?
I think these important things have to be done.
While you're up there, stop at Swiss Chalet.
Oh, yeah. Now, there's something. You wonder about retail, okay? Everybody that's lived here any amount of time says, gee, I wish the Swiss Chalet was still here. If it was so popular, and it was, why isn't it still here?
I don't know why they left.
No, I don't get it, because Swiss Chalet was before the chicken places that are all popular now.
Yeah, but a completely different type.
Yeah, and everybody says they miss it. Maybe if they built a new one, if you build it, they will come and eat chicken.
I believe they're a Canadian company.
Are they a Canadian company?
Yes.
See, he's our fact checker.
Yes.
Mr. Joseph Beamer, fact checker.
Fact checker.
Thank you very much. I see Joe Biden called somebody fat. That was about 2 days ago.
Oh, he's such a nice guy.
Yeah. It was the first thing that came out of his mouth. He didn't. It got out before the filter. See, if it had gone a couple more seconds, the filter would have gotten it.
I wonder if he even has a filter.
Yeah, I don't know. But there again, it's some guy challenged him in the audience. And got his hackles up.
Yeah, he's a little sensitive right now to Ukraine.
He referred this very large man as fat.
That's after he scolded him, he called him a liar, said, you don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
You should go to a Trump rally.
Yeah.
And then said, listen, fat.
Yeah. So between him and Hillary, we've got fat. We've got
fat and drunk.
Fat, yeah, and drunk is exactly right. So we got a lousy caricature of the people who support Trump.
We also, so we have a guy, he called a voter fat, and he had some weird dissertation about how he likes kids jumping on his lap after they play with his leg hair.
That was weird. That was absolutely weird. Of course, you know, you get weird. You got some on the other side, too. You got to remember, how long was it ago? A couple of years ago, where Donald Trump, more than a couple of years ago now, but maybe 3-4 years, maybe 5 years. Maybe it was 100 years ago. I'm not sure. But he was describing his daughter Ivanka as being hot. Now, that's perhaps not the right choice of words. She is hot. Nobody's denying that. But I'm not her father.
Yeah, that's a little weird.
Wasn't that weird? I mean, we called it out when it happened. So we got a lot of weird stuff going on in the minds of people who have our life in their hands. Think about it like that.
This country's weird.
It could be. 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, star 930. You got a choice today. You can tell us about the weather where you are, the driving where you are, what you just experienced, what you think is very important to our audience. And also, we're going to ask for your suggestions because it was an informational meeting yesterday for the people who now control Eastern Hills Mall and Boulevard Mall. They're making miniature cities, makeovers of malls, essentially what they were. It'll include a lot of interesting and important things. We want to talk about that. I really love this concept. We'll be back with more on News Radio 930 WBEN.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
And we are back with Beach and Company. I'm Sandy Beach. If you have anything to tell us regarding the weather, traffic, the traffic bunches, and where you stopped, and it's taking forever for you to get there, and also it took you a lot longer to get to work. I know when we have dedicated employees here at Entercom, because Christine and I are the only two that have made it in today on Wear Purple Day. See?
Yeah.
Very nice. Tony, what color is that you're wearing?
That would be a blue.
Blue. See, I can't really tell from here. I'd rather look at Christine than you anyway, so that's not hard to do. Now, you're here. You're on time. You're on
I'm not on time.
You're late.
I'm late.
Late, but for a good deed. You did a good deed.
Yes.
Tell us what happened.
So I live in Grand Island, and when I was coming over the 190 to get on the 290 ramp to get to work, there was a car stuck, a little sports car in the right-hand lane going on the 290 up on the ramps, but it's going uphill. So only the left lane was able to be used. Everyone's going 7 to 10 miles an hour. And I see there's a woman by herself in this car. So I pulled over in front of her and I got out and I said, "Do you need any help?" And she said, "I'm stuck. My wheels just keep spinning. I have bald tires. I can't get up the hill." I said, "Okay, well, I'll push you."
Oh, really?
And she's "You think you could push me?" I said, "No, but I'm a girl, and hopefully a guy will drive by." But Sandy, this happened 2 years ago in a winter storm. I did the exact same thing in high heels. I got in the same exact spot on the 290. So a woman was stuck.
Beamer did that in high heels, too. Remember that was one time we're trying to forget that. That's amazing that you would offer to do that.
So 2 years ago when I did it, I was trying to push a woman, and it was thick snow 2 years ago, and she was stuck on the same spot on that ramp. And then when I did that, two men got out of the car, and, well, I forced traffic to stop. I did 2 years ago. I forced traffic to stop on the ramp and nobody could move until someone got out to help me. This year, I didn't stand in front of traffic.
That's good.
But I was pushing and pushing, and about 20 cars drove by, and nobody stopped to help. And then I left her there.
Oh, she was there. So last time you saw her, she was still spinning.
She was spinning.
But
she said, "I tried." She was going to call AAA to get her out, but she just, her tires were just spinning because she couldn't go uphill.
You can't do that. Sports cars are the worst. Doesn't have a lot of ground clearance. A lot of torque goes to the back wheels. It is a car you choose to go into a ditch with. So thank you. I thank you for her.
No problem.
Thank you very much. That's Christine. And if you're ever stuck, a very attractive woman wearing a purple sweater, just wave her down and she'll tow you, or she'll push you, or she'll just leave you there. Thanks, Christine. Thank you very much. That's a great story, isn't it?
I love it.
Especially when people stop on the side of the road to help you, there's no better feeling of, wow, there are some decent folks around. Because at that time, whatever it is, whether it's a flat tire or some your engine just stops or something like that, to you, it's the most important thing in the world right now. Now, you know that in a couple hours, it won't be the same thing. But at that time, very, very important.
Well, remember how stressful it was in the days before cell phones.
Yeah. Oh, that's true. That's true. Well, a few years ago, I was in my motorhome, which, to give you an idea, is 45 feet. Okay? It's the same size as a Greyhound bus. Exactly. Okay? Coming back from the dealers in the Southern Tier in Bath, all of a sudden, it was the loudest noise I have ever heard for that type of noise. I thought they were shooting at us with, you know, some kind of a cannon or something. It turned out that the tire right underneath my left leg blew out. And it was a huge, a motorhome tire. It was gigundous. And I was on the interstate highway there. There was no real place to pull off. Had to guide it to the side, and there was also a wall there, so I had to get close enough to the wall that I wasn't blocking traffic in the lane. But then a state trooper came about 20 minutes later, and I was very happy to see him, and I had called for assistance already, and he made sure everything was right. But when you do see somebody helping you when you're in distress, there's nothing like it. I don't advise trying to push anybody's car, though. I think that's, call the AAA. You got a cell phone, call the AAA. That's the best thing. Or call your Aunt Tilly. But don't be hanging. And be careful if you're blocking a lane that you're not in the car on an expressway, especially when somebody comes flying by. Not a good idea. Let's go to Dan on a cell phone. See what's going on with Dan. Dan, you're on WBEN.
Hi, Sandy. Thank you so much for taking my call. Yeah, the weather's bad. I drive Uber part-time in the morning because when Obama signed Obamacare, they told us our health care would go down. And unfortunately for me, my health care is now more than my mortgage and taxes combined.
Oh, my God. Really? I'm sorry to hear that.
Well, it's of course. Well, I trusted him. I believed him.
Yeah.
The reason I'm calling is just to share with you. You know, first of all, I want to start out by saying I don't want any of your money, Sandy. I want all of mine. I'm grateful for the Lord and what he's blessed me with. And I'm calling to tell you about a little ride I had with someone from the Elmwood Village. It was a young lady I picked up to go to the airport. It was right after that feckless comment came out about Ivanka, and I was sharing how impressed I was with Ivanka, as you know, as for women's rights. And this young lady, who turned out to be an attorney later in this Uber ride, turned out to be an absolute train wreck. She lost her mind in the back. She was so tolerant and loving, by the way. She turned out to lose her mind in the backseat of my car, was swearing at me, and I ruined her whole day.
Really? She was swearing at me. My God.
Her whole trip was ruined. And
see, that's something extra you get with Uber. They don't offer swearing with a typical cab ride. So you were lucky you got the extra you paid for.
Yeah. So I learned, you know, obviously to keep my thoughts to myself with some folks. And
oh, yeah.
Just want to let you know the weather's bad, goes slow, and I'm on my way home.
Thank you. Drive safely, Dan. Thank you very much. Can you imagine you're in an Uber or a cab or anything like that, and you'd start swearing at the driver? Last time I was in New York, our driver, as we were going to the airport, swore at another driver because he ripped his mirror off as we were passing him. Oh, that was fun. And they were swearing at each other in language I didn't understand. So I thought, this must be really, really good. Now, you had that happen, didn't you, Beamer? Didn't you have the lesson of maybe I shouldn't discuss politics while I'm driving around?
Yes, I've had, well, the issue of, maybe I should keep what's plain generic and what I say. Yeah. Don't lead anybody to my opinion. It's funny. Last night, I was driving people around and someone tried to make a political comment. And I just said, you know, I don't follow politics that closely.
Yeah, that's good. See, if they don't know, that's really good. I like that. 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, star 930. You can text us at 30930. You can Facebook us. You can go and call on the telephone. I just gave those numbers. We want to know how you feel about what's going on with today's weather. Give us any information you have on that. And then this makeover, the dueling mall makeovers of Eastern Hills and Boulevard. They're similar type projects, and I like the concept, and we'll discuss that on News Radio 930 WBEN. Hey, the deal of the day, watch this, $12 and alley-oops. Now it's $24. Get double your dollars, 24 for just 12, to use on ribs, barbecue, and more at Alley-Oops. Alley-Oops Restaurant, it's the perk of the day. Details at getmyperks.com. Remember, perks to inviting good living here in Western New York are just a click away. Yeah, go to myperks.com. Okay, let's go to Dan in West Seneca. Dan, you're on WBEN.
And good morning to you. You know what? My compliments to the local meteorologist. They have been right on the money. I commuted from the south towns to the north towns this morning, and that ride was horrendous. But I was prepared because, you know, I listened to them. And now I'm north. I'm actually at Sweet Home in Dodge. And there seems to be a little bit of a lull, but the roads are very slippery. And again, I'm grateful I'm prepared. And that's because I listened to your station, and I knew what to expect. They called the traffic like you called a football game, and they were right on the money.
Yeah, you know, it's times where the weather people get criticized. But think of this. It's a few days out, and they tell you how it's going to start in the south towns, go up to the north towns, swing back. And it's exactly what it's doing. It's amazing that they can get us the info they can.
Yeah, science is wonderful. For your one caller, I'd like to say that because, you know, I had recently retired, the health exchange in New York is very good. It's the open enrollment period. And I found Fidelis very easy to work with, and they have a lot of people to help you. And again, you have to choose your level of coverage. But to that individual who drives for Uber, you know, I can tell you I'm working with a nonprofit organization. So personally, I feel gratified that at my age, I'm able to contribute and help people that might need it. And they pick up your medical expenses if you're willing to, you know, work a regular schedule. So there's lots of ways that you can overcome an obstacle in life, but you shouldn't blame somebody or something else. You should just options and make them happen. That would be my advice.
Well, that's good advice, Dan. Whatever the rest of your journey includes, I hope you drive safely. Thank you very much, Dan in West Seneca. Let's see, 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, star 930. See, while I give the numbers, I'm actually reading the screen up there, so I'm I'm compartmentalizing over here. It's like the quad screen you see on some games and things. See, so I'm saying this, but I'm not looking at it. Pretty cool, huh, Tony?
That's some serious skill.
Tony, I've lost my mind. It's the pain pills.
Sandy, you lost that years ago. I think you were on KB.
You lost that loving feeling. So here's a text, Sandy. You mentioned thunder snow. I grew up on a farm, and Grandpa had an expression. It was thunder in the fall, no winter at all. Well, I'd like that. It's still fall, technically. It's not winter yet.
True.
So that's good. And we just there were reports there. Let's see. I like the mall redo concept. This is a different one. But why didn't they do McKinley? Northtown's already insane with traffic. Well, Northtown is insane with traffic, but I think that's going to be there for a while unless something dramatic happens. So we'll just have to learn to deal with that.
And I think there is a plan for something to happen or try to attract something. Remember, once Sears moves out of McKinley, it's only, I think, at 50% being used because yeah. Sears itself is 20% of the retail space at McKinley Mall.
That's too bad.
And there's a lot of empty space already inside McKinley Mall.
Well, who knows? Sometimes in business there's a lot of copycat stuff. Maybe something will turn out that's beneficial that's already been there, but just another version of it. Yeah.
I wish that concept would hit the Summit Park Mall site. Nobody could seem to find a use for it. It was once a thriving mall, but I love this idea. Uniland is doing.
Yeah, it's a Uniland has one, and there's another development group that has another. It's a 25-year forecast, but that's for everything. Some things will start appearing in a couple years. Let's go to Peter in Tonawanda. Peter, you're on WBEN.
How you doing, Sandy? Good morning to you. And your weather report, guys, they're right on the money. The wind has started in Tonawanda. I'm in 10 more town of Tonawanda area, cleaning up a lot, and the sun came out. You can see the line from the north to the south, and the sun came out, and all of a sudden the winds picked up, and you cannot see in front of you.
Well, I know yesterday they were saying for today it could be a gust of 40 miles an hour or so, and that doesn't require a lot of snow when you got 40-mile-an-hour winds because it just picks everything up and blows it around.
It is whipping right now so bad you can't, it just, even though the sun's out, when it picks up the snow off the ground and it's loose and it's light and it's just making,
yep.
People need to not stop dead in their tracks though, because the guy behind you is going to hit you.
Oh, absolutely. If you do that, I hope you're online with the people that know a lot because they've seen a lot. And part of what they've seen is some moron that they insure and call you. Good point. Good point, Peter. Happy plowing. Thank you very much. I always like to do that. It's one of the few things that I really want to do. I've never done. Operate a plow.
Oh, I did. I had a blast.
Yeah, that'd be fun. I also I would like to drive a tractor. It's about the only thing that I want to drive that
and
I haven't driven so far. A Zamboni would be great, especially in an ice storm. Can you imagine on the thruway going down the thruway in your Zamboni? We'll be back with more of Beach and Company on News Radio 930. This is WBEN.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.